in Jerusalem, the Middle Eastern cities holy to the world's Christians, Muslims, and Jews. Combined, those three religious groups make up more than 56% of the global population. An ongoing conflict in the Middle East involves mostly Muslim Palestinians and mostly Jewish Israelis. For decades, both sides have claimed Jerusalem or part of it as their capital. Since October 1st, there's been a flare-up of violence in Jerusalem and in the Palestinian-controlled territories of West Bank and Gaza. 7 Israelis have been killed in attacks by Palestinians. 44 Palestinians have been killed by Israelis. Each side blames the other for the violence. Joseph's Tomb, a site holy to Jews and Christians, was burned over the weekend. Israeli media showed this video saying Palestinian rioters set the fire. Palestinian police put it out. The tomb wasn't badly damaged, and leaders from both sides spoke out against the attack. Things haven't calmed down.
The day was just beginning. Israel imposing heavy restrictions on Palestinian movement in and around the Old City of Jerusalem after a wave of deadly attacks, checking IDs, stopping cars, and blocking off Palestinian neighborhoods in East Jerusalem. The city remaining relatively quiet during Friday prayers, attacks moving into the West Bank. A Palestinian disguised as a press photographer stabbed an Israeli soldier in the Israeli settlement of Kiryat Arba in the West Bank, according to the IDF, before soldiers shot and killed him. Clashes broke out in Bethlehem between Palestinians throwing stones and Molotov cocktails, Israelis firing tear gas and bullets, littering the street with the debris of clashes, and filling the air with the acrid smoke of tear gas. In Hebron, Palestinian protesters marched through the streets carrying miniatures of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Old City of Jerusalem and waving Hamas flags. And in Gaza, Islamic Jihad and Hamas called for a day of rage, the third in 8 days. The tensions flare on both sides with the questions lingering, when will this round of violence end?
Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, to try to ease tensions here and de-escalate the situation to see if calm or some sense of calm can be restored here, some sense of security for Israelis and Palestinians before this escalates anymore. Oren Lieberman, CNN, Jerusalem.